As we heard in our introduction to Mass this morning, we are celebrating Divine Mercy Sunday, which is a relatively recent phenomenon in the history of the Church, this second Sunday of Easter designated with that title. It has its roots in a Polish nun who is now a saint, Saint Faustina, who lived just 100 years ago in the first part of the 20th century. And during her life, she had a number of mystical experiences in which the Lord appeared to her and spoke to her, especially on the theme of his mercy. At one point, he said to Saint Faustina, this is recorded in her diary, "Proclaim that mercy is the greatest attribute of God. All the works of my hands are crowned with mercy." So perhaps it would be good for us to ask on this Divine Mercy Sunday, what is mercy? Why is it that mercy is the greatest attribute of God? Mercy, simply put, is what love looks like when it encounters any form of suffering or misery. And we, created good but fallen into so many forms of misery and suffering in our lives, when God's love reaches out, is communicated to us, it comes in the form of mercy. There are any number of ways that we suffer, that we experience trials and difficulties. We have bodily sufferings, emotional, psychological difficulties, strains in relationships. But the greatest form of human suffering, and that which most calls out for the mercy of God, is our sin. All these other forms of suffering may make our life on earth difficult and wearisome, and the Lord desires, certainly, to extend his mercy to us in those areas. But it is sin alone that has the power, the capability of depriving us not only of comfort in our earthly life, but of eternal life. And so more than anything else, Jesus Christ came into the world, the very mercy of God in the flesh, to save us from our sin, to pour forth the gift of his mercy into our fallen, sinful hearts, so that we could be redeemed. That's why the most significant place where we encounter the mercy of God after our baptism, which is the very first and primary sacrament of God's mercy, the next place after that is in confession. Because confession is marked with this seal, this guarantee that God's mercy is poured out for us and that the healing of our sins is given to us. So we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord throughout this Easter season. It's helpful to think about the fact that confession, in a very real way, every time we go to confession, it's like a personal resurrection. Because the Lord lifts us out of our sinfulness, and he breathes new life into our souls. He gives us a new beginning, a fresh start. Confession is meant to be a regular part of our lives as Catholics, because we regularly need that gift of God's mercy in our struggle against sin. Listen to these words that our Lord spoke to Saint Faustina. Again, she records these in her diary. He said to her, "Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you." I wonder how often we approach the confessional or choose not to approach the confessional without this recognition, that I'm not merely going in to tell my priest to my sins to a priest, but to Jesus himself. He says, I myself am waiting there for you. He goes on to say, I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul. Here, the misery of the soul meets the God of mercy. If confession is not a regular part of our spiritual life, then the misery of our souls is missing this incredible opportunity to meet the God of mercy in a most personal and powerful way. What does it take to make a good confession? I like to say there are three C's to a good confession. Every confession is meant to be marked by contrition, by our sorrow for our sins. We express this, of course, in the act of contrition. But a confession that is contrite is one in which I don't make excuses or rationalizations for my sins. I just simply put it out there. This is what I've done. There's always that temptation to confess my sin, but then to explain why I committed the sin and why it may not have been so bad after all because of this thing and that thing in my life. We just confess with contrition our sins. The second C of a good confession is that it is complete, that I include everything I need to in my confession, which means certainly, above all, that I include any serious mortal sin that I've committed since my last confession, that I hide nothing from Jesus hidden there in the priest, but I tell him everything. And the seal of confession, the seal that seals the lips of the priest, is meant to give us the confidence to make that kind of confession. And the third C that makes for a good confession is that it is concise. I think sometimes we approach confession making it a much bigger thing than it needs to be. Confession is not a counseling or therapy session. I don't have to go in with all of my interior movements of mind and heart and soul all figured out and dissected. I just need to confess my sins concisely, simply, clearly. We go to confession ultimately not in order to get some sage advice or wisdom. Sometimes, thankfully, the Holy Spirit uses the priest for that. But ultimately, go to confession to be forgiven, to receive absolution. And all it takes is that I'm contrite, I make a complete confession, and I'm concise. I receive my absolution, I do my penance, and rejoice in that gift of new life, that personal resurrection. So as today the church proclaims anew that mercy is the greatest attribute of God, as we meet our merciful Lord here in the Holy Eucharist, let's resolve anew to also make the great sacrament of his mercy, the sacrament of reconciliation, a regular part of our lives. For there we find the fount of mercy from which our Lord told St. Faustina, souls draw graces with trust. He says, if their trust is great, there's no limit to my generosity. The torrents of grace inundate humble souls. May we trust deeply and humbly in the mercy of God and rejoice in the gift of his love poured out in response to our misery and suffering. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.